Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that I refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This is the broadcast for June 30th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is indeed our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers. What are the great peaceful solutions we still have at our fingertips? And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Wow, it's already Thursday, right? Man, people are kind of bailing out early, too, for the 4th of July weekend. It's going to be a long one. 4th of July on Monday, June 30th now. People are kind of bailing early. People are taking off Friday and Saturday and Sunday and Monday and probably half a Tuesday as well for many of you. Welcome to the broadcast, and what a celebration we've got going on, right? A quick recap of Wednesday's show makes sense first. We talked to our guest, Dr. Murray Savran. And Dr. Murray Savran is just a great guy. He started out as the immigrant son of Holocaust survivors, folks, in 1949, came to America. Then he became an American libertarian icon over time, just studying, a professor, and a whole lot more. And so Savran understands and communicates how libertarianism can save America. You want to learn more? MurraySavran.com is his website. Just tremendous stuff. And we talked about election fraud first and how problematic that is for the country and how real it really is. We talked about Fortune magazine publishes a Murray Savran's forecast on the next bust. Look, bad times are coming, say a lot of the experts. But understand that inflation, recession, and the Federal Reserve, Dr. Murray Savran, he literally wrote the book. Actually, he wrote two books, believe it or not, on the Fed's direct responsibility for instigating, listen, both inflation and recession. Yeah, they instigate all this stuff, folks. They fleece the American people over and over. Right now, out of control inflation, hidden tax, destroying wealth for families across America. Now, we also talked about the supply chain disruptions, including baby formula. We talked about navigating the boom-slash-bust cycle. And Murray Savran created an entrepreneurial survival guide as well for small business. Anyway, we discussed, has World War III started? Is the Russia-Ukraine war the, quote, flashpoint? A war we've never declared, but we seem to put all kinds of money and troops and everything else towards? Is secession domestically a real possibility? Sadly, we believe the United States will break up into pieces. America, the next 70 years, it's a video that Mr. Savran put together at the Savran Center for Free Enterprise, highlighting what's going to happen to America in the next 70 years. He's predicting, look, we break up into pieces. Culturally, we're just not the same. We're creating enclaves. And I mentioned that financially, we owe debt to certain debtor nations, so to speak. And those nations might claim their portion of America, dividing us over debt fault lines, so to speak. We talked about gun control. The Second Amendment's the libertarian answer. We talked about immigration, how to end the invasion. Mr. Savran says, how about a proposal from an immigrant? He says when he came, what they had was sponsorships to where they wouldn't end up on the dole, end up on the taxpayers' expense. And when you come with a sponsor, things can go really well in America. Amen. We need to shut the illegal door, folks, and open a legal, proper way for the right people to come to America. That's what we need to do. But the Republicans and Democrats are stuck on stupid, and we're not going to get that done anytime soon, are we? We talked about abortion. Pro-life is the libertarian answer. That was Hour 1 of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour 2, we talked about Howard Stern voices his displeasure with the Supreme Court choosing to overturn Roe versus Wade. He says, I'm actually going to probably have to run for president. Stern, 68, told listeners. That's according to the Hill magazine. Howard Stern's a nutcase shock jock. The guy's insane. The guy's perverted. Stern's not a fan of the Electoral College system. He says, I'm going to do the very simple thing that'll set the country straight. One vote, one person. No Electoral College. I'm getting rid of it, he promises. What? I thought when you became president of the United States, you swear an oath to the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. That means you support the Electoral College by your swearing in of oath. But yet you're going to get rid of it? How do you get those things that, well, by law, you have to swear to uphold there? Howard, how do you get that done, bro? The answer is you don't if you're honest with yourself. You keep your oath of office. You understand the founding father-esque check and balance. Now, if you want to go ahead and talk about properly changing the law in America, that's fine. But you don't do it just by a man, a president, a single individual saying, I'm going to yeet this, I'm going to get rid of it, it's gone. That isn't the way the Constitution works. Remember, my friend, there's checks and balances, bro. Don't you know that? If you don't know that, you ought not run for president. And if you do know that, shame on you, right? You can't have it both ways now. This is America. This is where checks and balances and the rule of law reigns, not your democracy agenda where you go demon crazy. Right? That's not the way it works. The fox is not in charge of the hen house, Howard. The American people need to use their authority and create check and balance to your belligerence. The Electoral College is part of the checks and balances that make America great. Don't you know that, my friend? We don't have a democracy in America. Don't you know that, sir? We have a constitutional republic. Got it? Good. We talked about this Michael Stinger guy. Michael Stinger. He was the United States Senate Sergeant at Arms who oversaw the January 6th event. He resigned the next day. He was just found dead. Yeah, he resigned from his duty of Sergeant at Arms a day after January 6, 2021. Why would he resign from his duties? Well, we get a little bit of insight because he testified. During a February 2021 hearing with the Senate Homeland Security Committee, Mr. Stinger called for the investigation of the role of, quote, professional agitators during the incursion. Yeah, he said, we need to dig into the finances, the funding, and the travel of these professional agitators, he testified. Now the attack seems to be singularly on the Donald. And this gentleman winds up dead. Do you find that to be a coincidence, folks? I certainly, for one, do not find that to be a coincidence at all. It is scary. It is eerie. It is concerning. There's no doubt about it. But are we going to even dig into this guy's death? How come no one's talking about it but the Blaze and me and a very few number of people? Did you know Michael Stinger, the sergeant at arms, the guy that resigned a day after January 6th, is already dead? And he wanted us to look into these professional agitators. Well, we've been talking about professional agitators agitating, what was it, last summer? Literally all summer long, creating Chaz and a whole lot more, right? We've documented this. So is Revolver Magazine. Now this guy says that, now he's dead, and no one's talking about it, huh? Where's your congressmen and senators to keep an eye on this ball, huh? Where are the Republicans in this, quote, theater-style hearings? On, what do you want to call it, reality TV, but it's not reality, it's fiction? Fiction TV hearings? And now the Republicans are like, oh, it's bad, it's bogus, we're not testifying. Why don't they start bringing this stuff up? Why don't the Republicans put on their own primetime TV show that says, hey, what about this Michael Stinger guy? He's dead. Who's going to look into his death? What about Ray Epps and many others who literally breached the Capitol? We have it on video, documented till the cows come home by Revolver Magazine and many others. But yet, hey, no accountability. What's up with that? Wow. All right, we talked to Dennis Levitt, president of UnitedWePledge.org, and we talked about celebrating our freedom, family, and faith. United We Pledge is a private, nonprofit, nonpartisan, non-denominational foundation established to celebrate our traditional values. United We Pledge has a goal for the Liberty Village in Hurricane Utah to restore patriotism and faith through educational programs to the youth. It's going to be an incredible new building. I will be at the groundbreaking on Saturday in Hurricane, Utah for that. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place just yesterday. Now, there's an independent investigative journalist. Her name is Julie Kelly. And Julie Kelly, as an independent journalist, has reported extensively on January 6th, okay? And she pointed to testimony on Thursday night a couple of weeks ago that omitted evidence regarding Ray Epps. The figures seen in many videos literally orchestrating the breach of the Capitol. Nevertheless, he's never been indicted by the Justice Department. What's up with that? The January 6th committee claiming the Proud Boys group was part of a, quote, grand conspiracy directed by Donald Trump, right? That's the focus. Feature the testimony of Capitol Police Officer Caroline Edwards. And Edwards mentioned a video showing a Pennsylvania man, Ryan Sansel, whispering in the ear of this Proud Boys member. But they don't tie Ray Epps or the real perpetrators to this at all. Why? Good for Julie Kelly bringing this up. Hard-hitting talk in seconds continues.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for your Honest Money Update. That means Brian Rust, RustConnegat.com's with me. It also means, what do you got? Kelly Finnegan, Senior Master Chemist, joins us on air. And as far as I understand, welcome to an extended 4th of July weekend. We're starting early broadcast. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you.
All right, now, Kelly, you're the Master Chemist. We're not allowed to have fireworks, man. We might burn the whole world down. But you're saying you can just make us some special ones, right?
Well, I have, but I don't want to get into that habit because they track about everything. But you can find stuff at the store to make things. You know, you can.
Yeah.
That's not hard.
Guys just like to blow stuff up, gentlemen.
Yeah. I was never one of those, luckily.
All right. Well, there you go. I bring that up, though, because they seem to want to be blowing up the economy. I'll tell you that right now. And it's a 4th of July fireworks that really is stripping most Americans of their wealth. Where's gold looking, Brian?
Gold this morning, paper price is $1,824.50.
Okay. $1,824.50.
Yep.
What about silver?
Silver is $20.71.
Okay, that's all down just a little bit, right?
Well, it's up 50 cents on silver from last week. I believe, was that right? Or no, it is down, actually. It's down $1.
Yeah, down, I think, just a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It's down $1. See, my bad, yep.
So what do you think of that, Kelly?
Well, I look at silver as an industrial metal. Now, it's more related to copper than gold than it used to be.
Well, and that's really just due to manipulation, right?
Well, and the industrial stuff. I mean, we're not using palladium's way down. Palladium's down, getting close to gold now, which tells you they're not building as many cars as they used to. So they don't need the catalytic converters. So we're seeing a lot of the metals for the uses for industry that are going away, but the metals that are used to protect wealth are standing strong.
Brian, put that all in modern day terms for me then. If you're saying, hey, these metals, a lot of times becoming industrial metals, now we see kind of a boom and bust based on whatever we do. So we got to be environmentally friendly. So we put these little devices in our cars, catalytic converters, and hey, they're going to go ahead and save the world supposedly. But yet, hey, it takes these unique metals to make them. Now, because of the cocoa and the environmental concerns, we're not really making as many vehicles. We don't need that much, conversion for environmentally friendly. I don't know what you want to say, emissions or whatever. What does all this mean in a day-to-day world for me and you?
Well, it's you look at supply demand kind of thing, or what's driving. Well, if we don't need X amount, then we seem to, that metal or whatever, there's not a much use for it, so that drops in price. I think the ultimate insurance against wealth protection. What's that? Is that gold? I think that's gold, isn't it? That's kind of what we said forever. Physical gold is important, and as a result of that, everything else seems to be imploding. We got everything dropping, and central banks are pulling their hair out thinking, well, what's going on? Well, they just roll the dice and hope they can figure things out. And that's just, the wealth over the last number of years has been great because they can just, people's stock markets increased over the last, they've done tremendous amounts and just keep pumping money out there and keep pumping money out there. And now we're starting to see the other side of it. They're looking and going, oh, wow, what's going on? Well, if they roll the dice, they don't have a clue. But it's affecting the people. And that effect is having great, we're seeing great effects. I mean, prices of, and are at the gas pump or food. I mean, you go to the shelves and there's nothing there. And if there is something there, it's increased by X amount. We're really seeing this wealth kind of thing that was everything was eat, drink, and be merry. Everything's great. We've made tons of money. I mean, shoot, my stock market prices have increased immensely, and doesn't matter what I put my money into, it's going up. And well, now we're kind of on a scary note of, well, where are we going to put our money? Because the central banks are out there they've kind of killed us. See the supply demand.
All right. This is an interesting quote from Norm Frantz, and this is directed to Kelly specifically here. Gold is the money of kings. Silver is the money of gentlemen. Barter is the money of peasants. But they say debt is the money of slaves. Amen to that reality check. Is that where we are, Kelly?
Yeah. I mean, J.P. Morgan first said it. He just said gold is money and everything else is debt. And yeah, that's where we're at. But really, I mean, the poorer people buy silver because it's affordable. And so when things start getting bad, that's going to be the first thing that gets sold. When push comes to shove, the Fed's going to protect the stock market over inflation. They're going to protect the people that are the political donors rather than the people. So it looks like they're trying to do something about inflation right now, but and once the stock market falls so much, they'll reverse course. I got a great quote from is Warren Buffett's dad. He said in 1948, he says, "I warn you that politicians of both political parties will oppose the restoration of gold. Although they may outwardly seemingly favor it, unless you are willing to surrender your children and your country to galloping inflation, war, and slavery, then this cause demands your support. For if human liberty is to survive in America, we must win the battle to restore honest money."
Now, that last line to me really is the important part there. If we're going to have liberty in America, we must restore honest money. Brian.
Yeah, you've been preaching that all along, Sam. I mean, you've talked about honest money and honest money and honest money, and it falls upon deaf ears. I mean, nobody, you've been willing to say, hey, let's have some debates here. I'll be glad to debate with anybody. Let's do this. And it seems it falls on deaf ears because they don't want to hear it.
Yeah, then they're just like, you don't have a degree in finance, do you, Sam? You don't really know what you're talking about, do you,
right,
Sam? And my response is, come on, let's debate. There's an article in the New York Times that I think relates to this very, very debate. This is fascinating. I thought I'd bring it up to you gentlemen because it really highlights what I say and why I'm willing to debate these guys. Headline says this, quote, "Inflation forces central bankers to ponder a global new normal." Think about that for a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
Inflation forces central bankers to ponder a global new normal. This is in the New York Times right now. They say the Federal Reserve Chair, Jerome Powell, and his, quote, counterparts in the, what do they call this thing? In the European Union, I guess, they're talking about his counterparts. So this is a global discussion. I'm hesitating because they say, hey, three of the world's top bankers set out a grim prediction on Wednesday. The forces that weighed down inflation for decades before the onset of the pandemic may never return, forcing policymakers to keep up efforts to, quote, cool down their economies in a bid to get rapid price increases back under control. Yeah, we got a bunch of different forces now at work that we have not seen before, Jerome Powell said on Wednesday. Now, he was speaking on a global panel alongside the heads of the, quote, European bank head and the Bank of England. He said, what we don't know is whether we'll go back to something that looks more like what we've seen or whether it'll be something new. We think it'll be kind of a blend. These people are on the global stage talking about the economy of the United States and literally blatantly saying they don't really have a clue. We're in uncharted waters. Brian, then Kelly.
Well, that's exactly what I'm kind of talking about a little bit is these, you know, these central banks, they never seen anything, any of this coming. They just kind of, you know, hey, we're going to run this market up. Everybody's going to make money regardless. They create their own system and kind of run with it, but then they have no accountability when it starts to fall apart because things start happening and they're not prepared. So then we see a crash, but you know, in order to offset that crash, we were printing money and hey, take all this free money, we'll help you out, rely on us to save the world. Well, good luck.
They say even so, officials around the world can't wait for shortages to clear up anymore. They've got to take action.
Yeah.
Central bankers around the world are raising interest rates to be more in line with limited supply of goods and services. We'll talk about it in seconds.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two men are facing smuggling charges resulting in deaths of 53 people in San Antonio's Texas heat. 45-year-old Homero Zamorano Jr. and 28-year-old Christian Martinez will face a jury. Lawlessness continues to rule the streets in New York City overnight. A 20-year-old woman pushing a stroller with a 3-month-old baby had her life taken away in the Upper East Side. NYPD Commissioner Keechan Sewell.
Immediately after the shooting, the suspect fled the scene on foot, heading eastbound on East 95th Street. He is described as a male who was last seen wearing a hooded sweatshirt, sweatpants, and black pants, all black. At this time, there are no arrests, and I'm urging anyone who has information that can help us with this investigation to please call us at 1-800-577-TIPS.
This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas' wife, Jenny Thomas, will not testify to the January 6th committee. Her lawyers say they do not have a sufficient basis to demand her testimony because the documents the committee has obtained do not show any wrongdoing. Her lawyer also claimed a bias in the January 6th committee would be anything but fair. The feds are leveling child labor laws against Jersey Mike's Subway sandwiches.
The U.S. Department of Labor is finishing up an investigation into several Jersey Mike's Subs locations. Authorities found the sandwich chain broke child labor laws by allowing 14 and 15-year-olds to work past 7 p.m. on school days and more than 3 hours on school days. The shops also neglected to keep proof of age documents on file. In total, Jersey Mike's is paying nearly $25,000 for violating civil liberties. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live. Ladies and gentlemen, this is fascinating in my opinion. This idea that you've got the New York Times, one of the biggest newspapers in the world, a liberal rag, right? And they write a headline that says, inflation forces central bankers to ponder a global new normal. New York Times. And then in that article, literally you've got Jerome Powell, the head of the Fed in America, or the United States, literally saying, hey, this is uncharted territory, man. We don't know what it's going to look like going forward. We may be forced to raise interest rates faster and faster, but yet the problem is that'll choke us into a recession. Can they handle that balance? They want you to believe they can. He says, we'll steer ourselves out of this. We got this. But these are the guys that said that inflation was transitory. Now it's permanent. Now they're literally saying forces are kind of beyond our control that are forcing us to respond to this. Wait a minute now. So it's not transient. Now it's permanent. And now you don't really have the tools to fight it. You're blatantly admitting on the global international stage, Brian. Is that what we're going to talk about if we're going to debate these people? These are the things that I'd bring up. How do you explain yourself on that? You're in uncharted territory. You don't know. And you're being forced to take action on a global international stage because it's beyond your control. Is that what you're telling me? And then I say we need to return to honest money to stop your belligerence and your ignorance. And you go, you don't know what you're talking about. Brian, go ahead. What the heck are they saying?
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. You know, you look at what I heard this saying, a rotten and debt infested system can only end in calamity. And that's kind of where we've been going forever, this system that's in place. And, you know, which obviously it's not – supply demand or just basics of economics. We're seeing everything that they've been able to manipulate and control and do this, and then they have no answers for the fact that people are saying, well, hey, I'm starving here, you're taking this, my gas prices are going up, you're hitting me with all kinds of things. Well, what's your answers? Oh, we got no answers, just ride the storm. Okay, well, how good that could have worked? You know, the rich, obviously they can withstand the storm, but the, you know, the average citizen out there who now have been hit with higher prices on everything, and you know, and they're, and you know, their job, or they're not getting more on in income, and it's just starting to affect people on a big and a huge market. And that's where I think, as the people band together and start looking at it, we've been preaching. We, Sam, you've been, how long you been doing this? I mean, and that's the factor. You know, it's, you know, we just kind of ride behind our blinders and just move day to day, but this is what's happening, and they're throwing us under the bus, and we're thinking, well, what? Or we should, I guess, been preparing long before now.
Kelly, do you want to chime in? On one hand, they say, I don't know what I'm talking about. They mock me, but yet at the same time, these people go on the global stage and literally tell you they don't know what they're doing.
Well, they get up there, and they look at this like it's a game, like they're playing Risk or something. And Jerome Powell is not an economist. I don't think most people know his degree is in political science. So he doesn't even know what's going on. He's just looking at the political ramifications of things. He has no idea what he's supposed to do. You got all these other people that supposedly know what they're doing that have only ever been in academia, never been in the real world, never had to make a payroll or anything, and they're making these decisions and have no idea. And their form of leadership is looking in the rearview mirror. You know, and ever since the Federal Reserve got started, it's just favored a certain class of people, certain number of people. And we've actually been worse off with the Federal Reserve that was supposed to stop recession. But, you know, what can you do other than prepare yourself?
Well, and I think that last couple of words Kelly said really is the key, Brian. You know, you got to kind of take care of yourself here. And they can blame that, you know, claim that we don't know what we're talking about. They can say whatever they want to. But what they can't do is stop you and I from educating ourselves and then slowly preparing individually and as families. That's on a small enough scale, and we still have enough liberty left to make the right moves, regardless of the propaganda, Brian.
That's exactly right. I mean, it's you know, it's yeah, it's just sad. I mean, we, you know, I think they, I realistically look at as our government here, and I think, you know, their push, and still, I guess, continues to push, is the fact of just rely on us. We know what we're doing. You rely on us. But if we look at history and you look at other countries, I mean, how well has it been for them to rely on their government? You know, they've locked down their amount of money that they can pull out. Is that going to be us? Are we going to be standing in that long line, which we thought we'd never would be, because we're relying on the government? It's taking us back to a time where if you want bread, you get in this line here. You know, this line, your bank, get a little money here, get in that line. I mean, they're kind of pushing us to these, you know, to that agenda, and completely just, you know, well, I look at Venezuela. I mean, third richest country in the world, and how are they doing? Or, I mean, y'all, you just look at history, but our younger generation, they wanted to tear down history. They just want to riot in the streets, tear this down. We don't, you know, we're not, let's protest this, da 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 da. So education obviously is important, and I think we've been, as we rely on the government to give us free handouts, and they're going to take care of us. How well is it looking at the moment? How's our Social Security for these people that only have a little bit of money as it is? Is that going to be still there for them? I don't know. So you look at this kind of thing.
Well, and they've claimed forever, Kelly, that these systems, Social Security and other, you know, we're gonna reach the demise by 2030 or I can't remember the exact years. It slightly changes over time or whatever. But are we going to be in a situation where they just flat out renege? And are we going to have a massive, what do you want to call it, older generation or whatever, where they just simply don't have what they've been promised? When's that going to happen, you think? Because that'll be the unwinding,
well,
right?
I remember once Alan Greenspan was testifying, and the guy next to him looked at him with his mouth open. And Alan Greenspan said, I can make any Social Security payment that you want me to. I can pay as much as you want me to. I just can't guarantee what those dollars will be worth. So yeah, I can give you as many. I can give everybody $1 million. But what's $1 million gonna be worth? $5,000 in today's money. So yeah, they can continue to do this. The guys that print the currency, they can make it whatever. They can do whatever they want. It's just not going to be worth anything on this, on the world stage.
Well, what they need to do is just give Sam and his buddies a couple of $1 million each, not everybody else. That way my money lasts, you see, Brian.
These
are the kind of things in a debate with these people I'd bring up. You know, if you can just pick winners and losers, make sure that I'm a winner, okay? And if you can't pick winners and losers, what does your meddling do, Kelly?
Well, you know, they were pushing for this $15 an hour minimum wage, and now the economy's gotten so bad. Now they want $20. Well, give them $50. Make it $100. Who cares? You know, the minimum wage in Denmark and Sweden is zero. There is no minimum wage because it doesn't matter. It's going to, the market's going to determine what people are worth. And that's what we have to look at is what am I worth? What skills do I have? What are they worth on the open market? And if I don't have any skills, then I'm going to get whatever I can get.
All right, Brian, you want to chime in on this?
So, well, he's exactly right. I mean, it's just, you know, they try to fix their problems with other problems, and it's not working out. So then they kind of, you know, they want to change, you know, our mindsets. Thinking, okay, well, we got this problem. What's going on? And we're talking about it. But then they kind of want to divert us from this problem. Well, don't think of that problem anymore. We're over here now. Here's another problem. And then there's, I mean, it seems like we're bouncing from problem to problem.
Hey, Brian.
And trying.
Can't right. I just bury my head in the sand? And can you just quit bringing up all the problems? I'm finding that to be a problem.
Hey, well, I'm very negative. I'm sorry. I'm trying to let the sun's out. It's a beautiful day.
But you see how they do this, though, and then you bring it up, and you're the one that's the negative guy. It's like, what are you talking about? I'm trying to bring people back to honest money, where there's an asset-based economy, where there's true value for value in an honest scenario, and now they're saying I'm the negative guy.
Right.
What?
That's exactly right.
How does that all work?
Well, you know,
Kelly, what do you say to that?
Well, I was going to say, you know, they came out. That's where they came up with these decentralized things like Bitcoin and that. Well, Bitcoin now, I just saw it was below $20,000, and now the problem they're having is that the price of fuel and energy has gone up so much, people have stopped mining Bitcoin. So, because they're losing money mining Bitcoin.
Right.
So it has to go down. And so there's not going to be as many people. They're like, well, this weeds out some people. But what's going to happen when all the Bitcoins are mined? Who's going to, you know, run that and take care of all that? It just, they just think there's this new thing that they've come up with that nobody's ever thought of.
So I have a question. If I just go ahead and take more coal-fired power plants offline so there's less electricity, won't that help the coins be more valuable, Brian?
Well, in California now, they're putting them back on. They have to go back in the hole because they don't have enough energy.
But I'm telling you, that smoke coming out of that chimney, no, global. We've got some global effects of that. Oh no, we can't do that. And what about our green air and our green smoothie? I don't know.
All I can tell you is Bitcoin and digital currencies, folks. Digital currencies are nothing but a dumpster fire. I kid you not. Nothing but a dumpster fire, ladies and gentlemen. However, there are NASDAQ correlations, so they've already backed it into your stock market. The two are tied together, never to be separated again. Think about that repercussion. Hang tight.
For decades, leftists, liberal socialists, and feminists have been screaming and crying, "My body, my choice," in order to justify the premeditated murder of innocent children in the womb. However, this is a fallacious argument since science has proven and demonstrated that the baby has a separate set of DNA from the mother. If it's not your DNA, it's not your body. That is science, and you should trust the science. Remarkably, the same people who have been claiming "my body, my choice" for decades now want to force you to inject foreign substances into your body against your will. Obviously, they never cared about "my body, my choice." They just wanted to control you and have permission to kill babies. I am Ammon Bundy, and when you elect me governor of Idaho, I will sign an executive order on day one of my governorship prohibiting abortion in the state of Idaho. Because premeditated murder of the innocent should never be legal anywhere in the world, especially Idaho.
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com. Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, you better get your Buckaroo calendars, because I'm telling you right now, this economy's fixing to throw you off. Kelly Finnegan with us, Brian Rust, RustCoinandGift.com with us. We're talking about the Honest Money Report on your radio. Norm Franz, gold is the money of kings. Silver's the money of gentlemen. Barter's the money of peasants, and debt's the money of slaves. Where do we fit on that matrix, ladies and gentlemen? Sadly, we're slaves, true enough. Inflation now forces central bankers to ponder a global new normal, according to the New York Times. Now, Bitcoin has turned out to be a dumpster fire, ladies and gentlemen, along with all other digital currencies. That's why I told you don't dip your toe in the crypto. Now, massive liquidations, NASDAQ correlation, even the NASDAQ being drugged down by this folly that I warned you was nothing but fiat folly in the first place, folks. Got it? Wow, that's a lot of Fs. It's fantastic when you tell the truth, is it not? Now, listen, folks, to me very carefully. Everybody told me, hey, man, I got money invested in these digital currencies, Sam, and as soon as everything pays out, man, as soon as my boat comes in, then I'm going to donate a ton to this radio network so you guys can just grow. Kelly, now it's a dumpster fire. Do you want to respond?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the newest get-rich-quick scheme, you know, and all these places now, because they're all using these other cryptocurrencies to back their cryptocurrency, and when they all go down, it's just swirling around the drain. And so, yeah, it's just, you know, like they said, like with precious metals, if you don't hold it, you can't hold it, you don't own it.
Is the economy circling the drain, Brian?
Well, yeah, I mean, look at it. I mean, it's just unreal. I mean, we talk about, you know, and I keep hearing, I mean, and, you know, bits and parts, I mean, they're kind of backtracking now, but they're for you know, the last number of months and years and so on. Oh, hey, don't worry. The economy's great. Things are looking up. Things are great. This is our presidency. So things are great. Don't panic. Okay. Well, they keep printing this propaganda crap that they think that we're going to just buy into, and that we're not smart enough to make any decisions, or just, and so, and they, we buy into it. I mean, it's crazy. You know, the Fed will react at some point and inject this fake money into the system. And at that point, you know, as it keeps going the way it is, it's too late. And then we kind of say, that system, all of a sudden now, how can fake money save a system that is morally and financially bankrupt? That's what I ask.
Well, you just got to believe it's the confidence game there, Kelly.
Oh, that's it.
Well, we have the appearance of wealth. You know, it looks like we have, you know, these new cars and trucks and bigger houses and everything. But now it takes like 2.5 jobs to be able to pay for that, where it used to be, you know, my grandpa worked and he supported a family of 6 kids and everything. But everything's got to be bigger and better. And we got to have the wife working, and then got to have a part-time gig on the side. So we have the appearance of wealth, but we don't have true wealth. And everybody used to be, you had to put at least 50% down on a house. Now you can get a house with nothing down. So, yeah, it's not there.
Well, you got to have nothing to get nothing. Now, I got a microcosm, economic, interesting story for you that I think applies to the economy at large. I'll brief you on the story, and then let's have Brian and Kelly extract from this. Here's the interesting deal. Headline says this. Bed Bath & Beyond, one of the first companies to stop selling Mike Lindell's MyPillow products. So Bed Bath & Beyond quit selling Mike Lindell's MyPillow products. Why? Because he challenged the 2020 elections. He said, hey, I'm challenging these things. I think it's a problem. And so we're going to dig into election fraud. Well, Bed Bath & Beyond dumped his MyPillow products. They say because he challenged the elections. We just can't have that. But now they're having to curb the air conditioning in their stores. Why? To compensate for slumping sales. That's according to a report from Bank of America, folks. Now, WND.com has the story, Art Moore, but here's a little more detail. The nationwide retailer's decision in January 2021 to quit selling Mike Lindell's products was met with a boycott. Somebody just boycotted the company saying, how dare you? Mike Lindell's a good guy. MyPillow is great. But yet they shut down selling Mike Lindell's products. Then the boycott happened. Later that month now, Bed Bath & Beyond shares plunged 36.4%. The biggest one-day loss since going public in June 1992, folks. The company began 2022 with a plan to already close 37 stores across 19 states. Well, there you have it. Now, earlier this month, Walmart quit selling Mike Lindell's products as well. Lindell says one of the largest banks moved to dump the 9 businesses and charities that he has founded in the wake of the success of MyPillow. Anyway, Bed Bath & Beyond says there's no orders to shut down air conditioning and reduce employees and hours and everything else. But analysts at Bank of America say, hey, they're visiting stores and they see mounting concerns that everybody's scaling back utilities, they're melting down, they're cutting hours, they're cranking up that, well, it's not cool in the stores, it's hotter than heck in the summer. Shoppers are wanting to leave, and now they say more closures are expected, the analysts say. They've got price discounts up to 50% off on furniture and everything else. It seems like they're in a meltdown. Now, I think that's a microcosm for what's happening economically. Brian, then Kelly.
Yeah, you know, I listen to this and so on, and it's kind of like this, you know, you pick on somebody or you throw out your thoughts because you don't like what he's attempting to do. And he has a right to his opinion and to his make those choices, which I think is great. I mean, that's what America we should be living in can do. So Mike Lindell should be able to do that. I kind of look at this and say, okay, these big corporations, I mean, it seemed like here a couple years ago or a number of years ago, we'd read the fact of the CEO got a nice $8 million bonus for running his company into the ground. And is that kind of what they're going for? You know, everybody else loses, but boy, the CEO walks away with an $8 billion or 8 million or billion, whatever it is, bonus because he did such a great job. Well, maybe that's what these crooked people get rich and the companies underneath them just tumble into the, and who cares about them? The destruction that happens on the other side.
Now, the conservatives are the ones that have backed MyPillow and Mike Lindell forever. And so when Bed Bath & Beyond, the liberal bastion, shuts that connection down, hey, the conservatives decide they're going to boycott. And wow, they're paying the penalty, to say the least. What do you say, Kelly?
Well, like they say, when you go woke, you go broke. And so that's what's happening. I mean, you know, it's fine. If people have an opinion, that's great. If their product's good, I don't care what your opinion is. You know, right. And that's fine. If Bed Bath & Beyond wants to do that and they want to take the high ground, that's great. But you better let your stockholders know that you're gonna do to their money before you do it. You know, if somebody else owns you, you better get their consent for you to do that, which I doubt they did. They think they're taking the high ground, and we can see, well, Disney's going the same route, you know, losing millions and millions of dollars. So, yeah, you go woke, you go broke.
Brian, now Walmart, They say earlier this month, Walmart discontinued Mike Lindell's My Pillow product at stores. Now, I don't know that it'll take down Walmart. Walmart's a little too big for that. However, not too wise, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, where's the free market? Basically, it's like if you've got a good product and people like the product, they're going to buy the product. If you have a restaurant and it's good food, we like good food. We'll come and we'll eat it. If it's not good, people pretty well find out pretty quick and it doesn't survive. And that's the way America was built. I mean, instead of this agenda, well, if you don't like my agenda, if you can't let me go down and get my abortion or something like that, then you're a bad person. Okay, you know, well, we feel like you're killing people. Well, no, we're not. It's my body. The world's a mess because we've created this monster of agenda, woke agenda, and all this. That, I mean, they asked the Supreme Judge? They asked her, well, are you a female? Well, I'm not really a female. Well, what the heck are you? I mean, it's just simple common sense. That's the kind of the two words that I've kind of been pushing out there lately to people. Just common sense. That's the two words I want to. Can't we live by common sense? I mean, it's not. If right's wrong, wrong's right. Well, and Satan's plan's kind of pushing his agenda right now. We see it.
Yeah, then the question is, can you define woman? You get that. Can you define money and this kind of stuff? But I look at Walmart and I say, you know what? Walmart's starting to, in my opinion, flirt with disaster, because you can say, well, my pillow's not big enough to matter in the wide variety of products that Walmart has to offer. But you know what? Disney starts pushing this agenda. Walmart starts pushing this agenda. More and more companies start literally blatantly backing murder and abortion and transferring, you know, people across state lines. And the conservatives are going to start to move to other places. They're going to gravitate with their money and their support to different
groups. Hey, nobody thought Kmart could go down either. So, yeah.
Great point.
I mean, what comes along goes along. So, I mean, it's a big circle of life.
All right, really quick before the end of the hour, Joe Rogan, the huge podcaster now on Spotify, he revealed that he would support Republican Governor Ron DeSantis for president in the 2024 presidential elections. Would you guys vote for Ron DeSantis, Brian?
I don't know yet.
He says the way the governor stands on personal liberties, that's why he's doing it. And there you go. Well, first off, Ron's not even running, folks. What do you say, Kelly?
Oh, I'd vote for him in a heartbeat. I mean, everything he does, he stands up. He's not afraid to stand up to people. And it is about personal liberty. And that's what he's about. And, you know, if you don't like it, then go somewhere else. He's exactly what we need.
All I know is I'd vote for Kelly because he'd be the master chemist and he'd be up there making fireworks for the whole nation.
That's true.
We could just have July 4th every single day, Brian.
Put everybody into a euphoric trance.
What do you think? Kelly? Every single day?
Kelly? I just put everybody into a euphoric trance and just have them, you know, follow my every whim.
You're hypnotized by the president. The economy's great.
I've got this friend and liquid gold. So my vote might be put Kirk Crosby on the ballot because he has liquid gold. Now, that's kind of a unique way to go about it. Yeah.
I got a little advice. Don't drink it.
I think that's THC oil.
Oh, don't try this at home. It's not CBD oil. All right, gentlemen. I'm telling you right now that I see themselves putting themselves in eventually. The Federal Reserve is going to program themselves into a corner is what we like to say in the IT world. They're going to get trapped and it's not going to be pretty. Prayers are with the nation. Honest money is the answer. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Brian.
Hey, thanks, Sam. You're doing a great job.
Happy July the 4th to all of you. RussQuinnGift.com, ladies and gentlemen. Hour one of the Cantu coming up. God save the Republic of the United States of America.